Well, it's a good morning to you and to the entire earth. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful sound, our intro. Whenever we miss it like we did on yesterday, it's truly something that we look forward to every day. So we're glad to hear that sound. Come, now is the time to worship. Well, it's Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Wednesday morning, November the 5th. And I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. What would you like this day to be? I just have a sense that we can decree this day to be an amazing day. An amazing day. Now, how that will play out for various ones of us, Only God has knowledge of that and rule over that. However, nevertheless, we are awake, we are alive, we had a wonderful night's rest, and if you're in our zone, that is, we haven't too long arisen and to face this new day, accepting and receiving all of its brand new mercies, because that's what God promised, and we have confidence that that's what he has delivered to us. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for praying for us as we have technical challenges at times. But God is good, and we're excited about what he is doing. Today, we want to be reminded that God's people are a militant host. In other words, we, the people of God, are his church, and we are militant. Now, some don't take that description too well, because we just think of love. Well, we're opposed by, as the people of God, as individuals, we are opposed by unseen forces of evil. And so we have to fight. It's that simple. We fight against unseen forces of evil. We are, as God's people, we are an army fighting to establish the kingdom of God here on the earth. Our aim is to destroy the rulership of Satan and in its place make way for Christ, to whom the earth belongs. Therefore, the entire life of a Christian soldier is dependent on a life of prayer, and that's why we are here. And for the Christian, prayer is not one of many options. Without prayer, no matter what else he or she has, the Christian soldier's life will be feeble and ineffective. Without prayer, the Christian is an easy prey for his or her spiritual enemies. Again, we are flowing with that fact and truth. That's why we're gathered here today. I'd like to begin our prayer session today with prayer. I'd like to open. Excuse me. Father, we receive this Wednesday morning, this November 5th, as a day that we've never seen before, that it's brand new. It's not warmed over. It's not left over. It's not rebuilt. It's fresh. It's brand new. And it comes with new mercies that we need today. We thank you for providing our daily bread, exactly what we need today. So we bow humbly before your high and mighty throne, knowing that this is a privilege that we have, that we could come to the highest place in reality, the highest place, and that is at your feet. So we bow down, cast our crowns, We acknowledge your majesty and your awesome power and your glory. So we're not feeling threatened or intimidated by the presence of the adversary in the atmosphere and in the earth, because we know that he is a defeated foe. We thank you for this confidence that you've given to us. We could not have received it from anyone else but you. So we thank you. And today, we want to make sure that we are in perfect alignment with your heart. So we ask you to cleanse us and to make us whole. Reestablish us in righteousness by the blood of Jesus Christ, so that all our sins are washed away, all our transgressions, all our iniquities are removed far from us and cast into the depths of your sea of forgetfulness. We thank you today. We thank you for each prayer partner that is on with us. Thank you for their faithfulness, for the prayers, for the heart that you've given to them. They have joined with us, having such confidence in you. So we thank you today. Bless them on this day in a mighty way. May we discover depths that we had not known before, depths in you, by Christ Jesus. Have your way with us. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our mortal minds during this session today. Quicken us by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we bow before you with the confidence that you are hearing our prayers and our praises and our petitions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to you. Well, I have a praise report, I think a couple of them, and really it's our praise report, not just simply mine. The first one is probably mine, and you may share in it if you like. I don't think I'm the only one that's disposed to praising God for seeing his hand move as we follow him with confidence. And I'm seeing that, and I'm thankful to him, and I'm giving him praise. There's a quiet confidence and patience that attends our waiting on God and for God. And sometimes we can get antsy because there are things we desire to see and want to have happen. And we're looking at time, and we're wishing we could determine the time. However, we are obliged to wait patiently as we watch God moves. Watch his hand moves on our behalf. And there are awesome lessons to be learned by observing that. The second thing that's a praise report, and I think we all can take satisfaction in this one. We prayed for a woman by the name of Vanessa a few days ago, and she was pretty much totally out of it. She's hospitalized and experiencing bleeding on the brain, and the latest report I received was that she's now awake and conscious, and she's able to somewhat minimally interact with, you know, relatives and those who were attending her. So that's an improvement, and that's an answer to prayer. And the family, of course, was and is under tremendous distress, if you will, over Vanessa's condition. So they expressed thanks for our prayers. And so that's a win for us. That's movement in the direction of sustained life. The second thing is, or third, is Sonia, who was diagnosed with stomach cancer, and we prayed for her. She had surgery. The surgery was successful, and she headed towards chemotherapy, and she has had her first sessions with that, and she's doing fine. She was blowing up my phone, thanking us for prayers, and she's in excellent spirits. And so, once again, that's our praise report. You know, you can own that because you were part of praying for Sonia. And so she's doing well. That's it for the praise report. Now, if you have another one to add, one or more, just simply press button 1 on your telephone, and that signals me here that you desire to be heard. And your line, your microphone, will be open to the entire earth. And that's an opportunity, and that's a privilege. And so just press the button 1, and your microphone is open, and you will be on live. And so that's kind of a protocol that we're now operating by for the sake of the prayercast, which is heard across the earth. That's right, it's heard across the earth. That's not an exaggeration. We're getting people from Asia, we're getting people from the islands, we're getting people that are contacting us from Europe, and so on. So many are logging on via computers, and if you wanted to do that, you can try that. It's Blog Talk Radio / Maximum Radio, and you can get on by computer that way. You can log on by your smartphone that way. So people are doing it. They're being blessed around the earth by our prayer cast. So if you ever wanted to do what Christ said, and that is to go into all the earth and preach and minister the gospel, give them the good news, well, this is certainly an outlet for that. On our prayer list today, there's a few things that, you know, how do I come up with the prayer list? Well, I listen to the Lord, and throughout the day, throughout the entire day, I'm listening, because I understand that the day is a gift, and we're to glorify and praise God in it. And so I'm not ignoring at any point in time what God may be saying, pointing to, and doing. I'm listening constantly. And that is how I come up with what it is that would be on our prayer agenda, because the Lord, if you're inclined to hear, He speaks and He shows you. And so there's no way, it's not even possible to come to a prayer session like we are empty-handed, unless we wanted to do so. There's needs around us all the time, and our interactions with people describe needs. And if our eyes are open, if we're paying attention, and we know God rules and does overrule, we're seeing this all the time. Yesterday, I went into the bank yesterday, and I saw this lady I hadn't seen in many, many, many months. And she lives in our community, and her name is Alisa. And I noticed she was walking with a cane, and I asked her what happened. But I certainly was glad to see her, because we always greet each other, and she appears to love the Lord. However, she informed me that she just several weeks ago came out of the hospital after being there for for 5 months. And think about that, being in the hospital for 5 months. She was there because she had what is called a physical issue, what is called septicemia, and that's kind of like an internal poisoning of the system. I don't know how all that works, but her organs were shut down, and actually they thought that they were on complications, that they were going to lose her. And so she was in the hospital for 5 months. And from April, I believe, through September. And so, I mean, that was incredible. But God brought her through. And so she's praising God for that, and she's asking prayer for her continued recovery and strengthening. And we thank God for that. So my heart was jubilating that this woman came through something as incredible as that. She said the doctors are calling her a miracle. Well, I said, you are. So we want to pray for Elisa. Father, we thank you for sparing the life of Elisa. And you did that for a reason. You have a plan. You have a purpose. We pray today, Father, that even as she waits on her full recovery, the return of her total strength, that on the way to that, she will discover, maybe for the first time, why you placed her here on earth. And that she would just totally, relentlessly and recklessly submit herself to you for your use. Continue to bless her. Continue by your Holy Spirit to speak to her heart and her mind. The Father, and change the heart from a negative to a positive, one that glorifies you all the time, one that focuses on faith and confidence in you. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're doing right now on her behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I do want to share scripture quickly with you. And we're remembering that we are a militant host. God's people are a militant host. Many don't like the designation or the term, but that's who we are. We don't have an option. We have to fight because we're being fought against. So we have to resist. So here's what Peter, the Apostle Peter, wrote in chapter 5, verse 6 to 9, in 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6 to 9. This is what Peter wrote. And if you remember, this is the same Peter that betrayed Christ, or Jesus at the time, three times. So do you think he knows what he's talking about? Let's listen to him. Verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he shall exalt you. Verse 7, casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Verse 8, be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. And finally, verse 9, withstand him, be firm in faith, against his onset, rooted established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians, throughout the world. Now, that was Peter, who failed when it came time to stand with Jesus. He denied him. I don't know the guy. Well, listen to him now. He not only knows him, recognizes him, not ashamed of him. He's giving you and I encouragement on how to withstand the enemy. He says, withstand him, be firm in faith. Because we can identify with the sufferings of our other brothers and sisters elsewhere. They're going through the same thing. So we're to be vigilant. And so that's Peter's word for us. Remember, he knows what he's talking about because he experienced it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I see someone has signaled their intention to speak, and you're on live. Would you go ahead and speak, if you may?
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. And you're on our prayer list. Well, it's good to have you live, because you're on our prayer list. How are you doing?
Yeah, and I came home yesterday afternoon.
Praise the name of the Lord.
They did have to have a cast, but they didn't. They filed a little stent, but it wasn't big enough to put a stent in. So they're going to do it with medication. And thank God for all your prayers and everything.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hey, that's a good report.
God brought me through. I thought I was going to come home Saturday. But I got prepared to come home, and then a pain shot me in my chest, and I started gasping for breath. I said, no, I'm not going home. So then my doctor came in, and he told me that he was going to have the heart doctor come in. They're going to do a cath. So the stress test come out good. So I said, okay, then go on. We'll go ahead and do it. And then this morning, I was planning on coming home, then to find out that I had my calcium was down low, so I had to take something for that. And about 5:30 this afternoon, they told me I could go home. I said, well, I'm going to get out of here fast because you might change your mind. Ella Cameron came and picked me up, so everything is all right. I want to thank all your saints and everyone for praying for me.
Yeah, we have you on the prayer list right now. You're one of the people, in fact, one of three people in our church family that we were going to pray for today. I just felt the need to pray for not only your healing, but strength.
Thank you.
Well, praise God. Thanks for the report. Thanks for contacting us and letting us, you know, giving us that update. You see, once again, what we do here is so important to everyone concerned. We are interceding and standing in the gap. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank the Lord right now for you and what he's done in your life. I think we all would agree that's appropriate at this point. Father, we thank you for these moments right now that we are able to interact, hear our brother, and he's giving a good report of being checked out, tested, and the doctors know precisely what issues may exist, or if any at all. And now he is back home, and we thank you, Father. It's because in your plan, in your purpose, you intend that he would be whole. And we thank you for sparing his life and for giving him a medical team that is able to have insight into his true physical condition.
Thank you
for lifting up and buoying his spirits through circumstances. And we thank you for hearing and answering the prayers of the saints.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. You've proven yourself strong concerning your people once again. And we bless your name. Bless Brother Willie in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Is there anything you need, since you've been away?
Everything is all right, Pastor. I was so tired, I just came in and took a shower, and I got right in the bed and went to sleep. And I slept the best I had in 2 weeks.
Yeah, being in the hospital is no joke. You know, people think you go in there and you get rest. No. They're waking you up all hours of the day and night. Running tests and all that. It's a job to get well.
My doctor went off Thursday night. They were checking my sugar, and every time they check it, was down 110, 130, 115. And the house doctor had a nerve enough to tell the nurse and them to stop, either can stop taking my sugar. I told my doctor about that Saturday morning. He jumped in his head and said, "What you talking about?" I said, "Yep, that's what they told him." He said, "I want these people to check their sugar 4 times a day." And
wow.
I had no more trouble. I said, "This guy don't have the right to tell you to stop taking my sugar." I told the nurse, "I want you to take my sugar because he's not paying for any of that." So then my doctor told me, said, "Well, don't worry about it. They're going to take it." So they've been taking it.
Praise the Lord. All right. Well, listen, we'll be checking in on you, and we're glad to hear your voice. Thank you for sharing that praise report with us. And we're glad that, you know, you're up and getting back on track. There's someone else, 0918. That's you're live, and you may speak. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning to my First Lady. Good morning, the saints, everyone that's on the prayer line. I give God thanks today for life and for breath, for all of his blessings. I give God thanks. I was just reminded while you were speaking earlier, Pastor, of a very old hymn where it says, "There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God." As you were saying, that you feel that peace and confidence in the Lord, that words of that hymn that just came to my mind. I have two prayer requests this morning. And the first one is for someone that lives in Barbados. I don't know her personally, but through a friend of mine, and she suffered a massive heart attack 2 days ago. And she's in the hospital. Her name is Harriet. We'd like to lift her up in prayer. As far as I know, she's not saved, but we know that she's, you know, was created by the Lord, and his wish is that none of us should perish. So we can pray for her salvation also.
Okay.
And my second prayer request is because of a short conversation I had with a gentleman in a restaurant last Friday, which was, as we know it in this world, Halloween. And he said to me, through the conversation, he said to me, "Oh, well, you know, it's just not anything. It's just, you know, the children dress up in a costume for a day and they get some candy, and I know that's about it." And in my spirit, I felt a quickening, and the question was raised. I said, "Is it really only for one day?" that they dress in this costume, because those that do not understand don't realize that their spirits attached to these things. And these children, they dress up in these costumes and the different things, witches and this and whatever, and the spirits could remain attached to these children, and then we see things playing out in them, and we, oh, why are they behaving like that? Not having the understanding. So if we could just pray for the children and rebuke every spirit that would try to attach itself to them through this and other things that they may do, thinking that it's innocent and not knowing it's a subtle work of the enemy.
Yes, and those that are undiscerning would not know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But God knows. There are spiritual realities that the carnal mind cannot discern or access because the mind is so fleshly and carnal. Let us pray for Harriet. I believe that if Harriet has any sense at all, she is praying herself. If she's conscious and all of that, she's calling on the Lord. So let us join her call on the Lord. Let's add our faith to her faith, whatever the measure of her faith is. Let us add ours. Father, we pray for Harriet right now that this heart attack that has placed her under medical care in the hospital, that it would be not simply a negative event in her awareness and in her consciousness. It would be seen as one of the best things that could have happened, where she began to call on you, lean on you, and depend on you totally for her healing, for her recovery, such that she rises up again and begin to function normally. Visit her in her room right now, Father, by your Holy Spirit. Light up the room so that she will see and know that you are God, the only wise God. Speak to her heart, even as she lays in her bed right now, and the sun is coming up in her zone. Let hope arise in her heart, just like the sun does on this day. And let it shine so brightly that she experiences you in a mighty, mighty way. Quicken her care staff, her medical team, quicken them so that they would be totally aware of exactly what to do for her as you minister life and restoration to her. We speak to the heart that it would begin to be beat in rhythm with your heart and with how that heart is wired to function. In the name of Jesus, fluids and pressures in the body would be normal. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we speak peace to her spirit, that she would just have such confidence. She would have peace. Peace for her family as well, as they experience a lot of anxiety around her condition, that they too would call upon you. This occasion, what the devil meant for bad, you mean it for good. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we are looking for a good report, a testimony of your ability and power to restore. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We there's someone else that I believe that is wanting to speak, and if so, you go ahead and do so right now. If not, we have a couple of people that we want to pray God's strength for them. And of course, on the list was Willie Smith. He was one of them. In addition, we have Pauline Robinson and a senior citizen in our church family, Charlie Boyd, whom I've watched God save, restore, and keep over many, many years. And Charlie is now really up in age, and so he's not ill in any sense, but I just felt led to include him in our prayer list today, because it's good to see the keeping power of God in action in the lives of people. I knew this man and knew of him before he got saved, and God touched his life and changed and transformed him, and he has been holding on to the hand of the Lord ever since. Father, we thank you for Pauline, and strengthen her right now in her mind, in her body, in her spirit. Strengthen her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We also request the same for Charlie Boyd. Strengthen him on this day. Cause both of these saints to feel unusual strength flowing through their body on this day. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. Visit them in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Time is, we're getting a lot done today. Praise the name of the Lord. I think we are making up for yesterday. I want you to know that I did hear from Shakita. We prayed for her. She was in a very desperate place last week, and but God has brought her through. She's in a much better frame of mind, and we spoke a couple of times, and I just want you to know that she has a place to stay. It's temporary, but and she is looking for employment. She lost the employment she has simply because she was homeless and unable to keep up, meaning being reliable to her employers. They just thought, given her situation, they just might as well, and it's better for them to let her go, and that's what happened. So let's thank God for her that she is in a better place emotionally and psychologically and spiritually than where she was when we prayed for her. So that's an answer to prayer. Father, we thank you for sustaining Shakita, and we know, Lord, that the rest of the story is in you and in your hand. We thank you for her, Lord. Give her dreams and visions that show her what you have in store and how you want her to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for meeting all of her needs. They're met in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. There's a husband that we would like to pray for. His name is Juther. He's a husband and a father. And by his own confession, he's in a dark place and feels very lost. How many know that God can light up the space for him? Because God is God of light. He said, let there be light. And he spoke that right into the midst of chaos. So So we're going to believe God for light, for Jutha. Relatively young man, 30-something. And we want to pray for his marriage, relationship, so that he become and be the husband that he can be and God intended that he would be, as well as the father for his two children. Father, we lift up this husband, this father, right now in the name of Jesus. We speak light into his life, the light of Christ into his life, even as he searches for a way to cope, to go forward, that it would include calling on you, and you will hear from heaven, because you promised that you will answer, and he will find hope. He would find light. He would not be lost anymore. He would have a sense of a lighthouse, a beacon, leading and guiding him. We pray for his wife that you would quicken her, comfort her. The same is true. We desire comfort and peace in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay, we are just about there at the end of our precious time that we have here today. We want to, we have some brothers and sisters who are also part of the host of God's people. The militant host, and they're the Dynamic Prayer Club out of South Carolina. We want to pray for them right quick. We want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, from where Jesus will reign. When I think of Jerusalem, I think of Christ, because he will be reigning, sitting on his throne from the city of Jerusalem. Father, we thank you right now for the Dynamic Prayer Club and all of those wonderful saints. Bless them even as they are praying now. At the same time we are praying, bless them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for them. Thank you for their lives and the difference that they are making. And Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because that's the place where the increase of peace and government, there shall be no end. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, we have just a few seconds, and we want to use those couple of seconds to send us off with a benediction, or in other words, a benefit. And that's what a benediction is about. And so we want to do that. If we can ever get our benedictions up in front of us. Right now, that's not happening. However, may God be with you. May his spirit rest upon you. May you have his peace all day long today. And may you hear his voice as he speaks so quietly by his spirit in your spirit all day today. God bless you. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning. Look forward to being with you again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock Global Time. Christ. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory. Thank you. I'm encouraged, inspired, and blessed by you. God bless you.